Okay, I think it's on. There are more faces here than usual, which is slightly unnerving, but that's okay. Good afternoon. I know Mother Abby isn't here. She posted pictures of her out on some beach in a sunset enjoying a great vacation, but I want to thank her for this opportunity to be here to share my faith journey with you about how my life and faith have intersected. So with that, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Amen. To get ready for this sermon, my inner PhD got the best of me. I promise I won't lecture. I got curious about two things. How many times is faith mentioned in the Bible? And what does faith mean, biblically, religiously? So the short answer to the first question is, the King James Version of the Bible, it is mentioned 336 times. The New King James Version is mentioned 389 times. And in the New International Version, 458 times. The thing is that all those instances don't mean the same thing. So faith is like the word dog. I say dog, and everybody in here has a different dog, a dog experience in mind. Somebody's thinking of a Chihuahua. Somebody's thinking of a St. Bernard. Somebody's thinking of a poodle. You see where I'm going here, right? Faith is like that. These mentions of faith basically cover four qualities of faith: an acknowledgement and belief in God. I think we all pretty much have that covered. Some work that leads to a belief that God is, like we heard in the gospel today. Timothy needed a sign, proof that the Lord had risen before he could believe Jesus was alive. Faith as a quality, trusting and trustworthiness in and of God and of his presence. Lastly, the adherence or acceptance of religious doctrine and a way of life. These are the qualities of my faith that I share with you today. God continues to wink on my life. If you didn't hear Father Bill's 10 a.m., maybe 8 a.m., sermon this morning, I commend it to you. He shared a very touching story about the death of his beloved father on Maundy Thursday and burial on Easter Monday. You'll see why that's a God wink in a second. Over the past 4 months, my faith has been tested and stretched in ways I couldn't imagine. Some of you already know. My husband of 32 years, on January 17th, kissed me 3 times, walked out our house, drove 10 minutes down the road to Forest Meadows to play tennis, warmed up for 10 minutes, and died. My sweet, dear friend, confidant, companion of 34 years, gone. Dr. Joanne Cacciatore is a psychologist, and she specializes in traumatic death and grieving. Traumatic death is the sudden, unexpected death of someone. In her best-selling book, Bearing the Unbearable, she talks about grief as both a feeling, as an emotion, and as a journey. She also says that grief is love, and we grieve because we love. We don't grieve people we don't love. I love Phil, and I can tell you that in this process, I never know when the emotion is going to show up. But I know it will show up. Because his death was sudden, more than a few people have told me how I feel, which is I know you are in deep grief. I know how hard it must be for you. It's going to take a long time to get over this. So the reason I am one of the last of this class of Faith at 5:30 is because my Stephen ministry training conflicted with this time. So Stephen ministry training was a great refresher for me for some things I'd already learned in the military. And I learned a lot of new things. So I say this with a lot of love and affection for all of you. Don't tell people who are grieving how they feel. We are struggling with our feelings because we are having all of the feels at the same time. Every one of them. In that second. But I have faith that God has a plan for me because I'm still here. I believe in his mercy and grace, and I have felt in these past few months all of that. I have felt it in the love and support of my family and friends, from members of this parish, in moments big and small that have shown me how much I was and am loved. I replayed the words the officer said when he came and told me Phil was gone. He had a medical emergency at Forest Meadows and he didn't make it. I replayed those words for weeks. Then one day I was writing in my grief journal and it hit me. This is what I wrote. The 17th of January, 2022, that horrible knock, pounding really, at the door, and those words that stick to me like peanut butter to the roof of your mouth. He didn't make it. Make it where? I don't recall asking that question at the time, but it rings with me today. Didn't make it where? I think he did make it. He made it to his eternal rest with the Father. He made it to the great cloud of witnesses. He made it to that heavenly choir where I know he's singing loud and proud. I know he made it. That is what faith sounds like. That's what faith sounds like. This is what I've learned about my faith on this grief journey. The word repent means to change your mind. It requires a decision to be made, to accept a new truth, God's truth. Jesus invites us to change our minds over and over on his journey to Calvary. In today's gospel, he invites Thomas to change his mind. On this grief journey, I needed to make a decision to allow my faith to overcome my sadness, to in the knowledge and assurance that I would be okay. The Holy Spirit will guide me, lead me into the next season of my life. My faith tells me that God still has good in store for me. Grief says no. It says, God has done it. It says, your life will never be as good again. Think about that for a moment. When we are out of faith, we are literally telling God, you did it. My life can never be as good as it was again. Nope, God, you can't do it again. Really? Faith says this is not the end, but the beginning of the new thing that God is doing in me. Is it hard? Oh, it's hard. But if I don't stand in my faith, as Black people say, I block the blessing. The blessing that God has for me. I know what it is. I don't know what it is. I do know that I believe all things are possible through Christ Jesus. And the death of my husband does not change that. I believe my faith is a muscle. It has to be nourished and exercised regularly. I believe that sometimes God gives us more than we can handle so that we can be broken and made into a new creation. I am being made new, relying on the peace that Jesus gives us to comfort me on this journey into the new season of my life, into the new creation I am becoming. To be clear, I never had a crisis of faith through this grief journey. Instead, I have relied on my faith to get me through the most difficult moments. My faith affirms God's presence in my life and that Spirit will show up. For instance, I know that when I am really missing Phil, his presence will show up in some beautiful, unexpected way. My sister calls them light shows. Y'all ask her about them. That my sister will call me every morning to check on me. That a card or a note will show up in my mail. That I will come to church and get loved on by a bunch of beautiful souls. I know there are sweet spirits that are members of this club that no one wants to be in that are stuck. Their faith is faltered. They find it impossible to move forward with their grief, which leads me back to the decision to be faithful and to practice faithfulness. It is an amazing return on investment. Strength, love, and peace are the gifts of my faithfulness. So I will leave you with the lyrics of one of my favorite Christian pop songs. What Faith Can Do by Cutlass with a K. Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take. But you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end. Even when the sky is falling, I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step. Out on the water, it'll be all right. Life is so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. Overcome the odds. You do have a chance. When the world says you can't, it'll tell you that you can. I've seen dreams that move the mountains, hope that doesn't ever end. Even when the sky is falling, I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. That's what faith can do. Even if you fall sometimes, you will have the strength to rise. Amen.